the sun has come up, the night is behind. Go down in the city, into the street, and let's give the message to the people we meet. So light up the fire and let the flame burn. Open the door, let Jesus return. Take seeds of his spirit, let the fruit grow. Tell the people of Jesus, let his love show. Open your eyes, look into the sky. The darkness has come, the sun came to die. The evening draws on, the sun disappears, but Jesus is living, his spirit is near. So light up the fire and let the flame burn. Open the door, let Jesus return. Take seeds of his spirit, let the fruit grow. Tell the people of Jesus, let his love show.
A very good morning to you all. Welcome to Newport-on-Tay Church of Scotland and to our service of public worship. On behalf of our congregation and our parish, I would love to welcome all those who are worshiping with us for the first time or doing so after a long while. Can I introduce a very special visitor or guest this morning? My own mother, Mrs. Cecilia Bewachom. She has come all the way from Womb in Menchum Division through Bamenda and several cities to Douala, then Brussels, London, from where I picked her up on Friday. Mommy, you are welcome. I would also wish to welcome those who are worshiping with us via Zoom and those who will be listening to our church service afterwards from our church's website. Other intimations are on the order of service that you would have in your hands. Today is a special service for us. It's the end, or we are coming to the end of the school year, and so we call this a family service. So most of the activities will be carried out by our young people and our children who are all beautifully dressed and have taken the front seats in the church this morning. You are all welcome and we are looking forward to what you have for us. We will now take our call to worship and we invite one of the young persons to do that.
The call to worship comes from the Galatians, chapter 5, verse 1. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery.
And our first hymn, In Christ Alone.
Jesus died. ground his body lay. Light of the world by darkness slain, then bursting forth in glorious day. Up from the grave he rose again, and as he stands in victory, since curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death, this is the power of Christ in me. From life's first high to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man, can ever pluck me from his hand, till he returns or calls me.
Prayer of Approach. Father God, as we approach your presence today, we ask that you would open up our hearts and ears to what you have to say to us. We ask that we would be willing to receive your wisdom with love. We would be open to your teaching and be full of joy as we celebrate our children and young people ministries this year. We pray that you would fill us up with the Holy Spirit and ask you would grant us rest over the summer. We pray all these things in your name, and more as we pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The first reading is from the second book of Kings, chapter 5, verse 1, and then verses 9 to 15. Now Naaman was commander of the army of the king of Aram. He was a great man in sight of his master and highly regarded, because though him the Lord had given victory to Aram, he was a valiant soldier, but had leprosy. So Naaman went with his horses and chariots and stopped at the door of Elisha's house. Elisha sent a messenger to say to him, "Go wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh will be restored, and you will be cleansed." But Naaman went away angry and said, "I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, wave his hand over the spot, and cure me of my leprosy. Are not Abana and Phapar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Couldn't I wash in them and be cleansed?" So he turned and went off in a rage. Naaman's servants went to him and said, "My father, if prophet had told you to do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much more then when he tells you, wash and be cleansed?" So he went down and dipped himself in the Jordan 7 times, and as the man of God had told him to, and his flesh was restored and became clean, like that of a young boy. Then Naaman and all his attendants went back to the man of God. He stood before him and said, "Now I know what there is no God in all the world except of Israel.
Thank you. Good morning again, boys and girls. Good morning. And good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. This morning, we are holding our family worship under the theme, Finding Freedom in Christ Through Following Him. And I think freedom is one of the things that God promises His children in the pages of Scripture. In John chapter 8, from verse 34, Jesus says, "Anyone who sins is a slave to sin. But if the Son of Man sets you free, you will be free indeed." I want us to reflect briefly this morning, not from 1 Kings, but from Jeremiah chapter 29, on the promises of God and His faithfulness in keeping them. God says, "I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." These verses reveal God's love for us and His desire to guide us into a future that is filled with hope and purpose. And they assure us that God's plans for our lives are good, and His faithfulness endures forever. Dear children, brothers and sisters, as we look forward to the holiday season, it is essential for us to recognize the opportunities that lie before us to do good and to enter into the plans of God. It is during these times of rest and rejuvenation that we can open our hearts to His leading and align our desires with God's purposes. Let me share a story that illustrates this truth. Once upon a time, there was a young girl named Emily. She had just finished her exams and was excitedly looking forward to the holidays. She had big plans to spend her days catching up on sleep, watching her favorite shows, and enjoying leisurely activities. However, Emily prayed and sought God's guidance. She felt a gentle nudge in her heart to serve others during her break. So she decided to volunteer at a local food bank, dedicating her time and energy to helping those in need. Little did she know that her act of service would not only bless others, but also ignite a passion within her for social justice and compassion. Through her willingness to enter into God's plans, Emily discovered a calling that would shape the course of her life. Somebody has remarked that God creates out of nothing. It is wonderful to say that. But to be sure, He does something even more than that. He makes saints out of sinners. God's plans for us are not limited by our current circumstances or abilities. He can take the ordinary and transform it into something extraordinary. All we need to do is to be open and receptive to His leading. As we embark on our holiday adventures, let us be prepared to be interrupted by God's divine appointments. And these interruptions may come in the form of an opportunity to lend a helping hand, a chance to share God's love with others, or a moment of reflection and spiritual growth. So as we embrace the upcoming holiday season, let us seize every opportunity to do good and enter into the plans of God for our lives. Let us seek Him with all our hearts. knowing that when we do, he will listen and guide us. Let us trust in his promises, for he is faithful to fulfill them and to grant us the freedom which only he can give. May the story of Emily remind us that God's plans are often greater than our own, and his faithfulness knows no boundaries. As we embark on our holidays, let us be prepared to be led by God's Spirit and open our hearts to the divine opportunities that await us. Let us pray. God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the plans that you have for us. Plans we may know nothing about, but trust that they are in your hands securely and that you would bring them to fruition for our own good. We thank you because you've spoken to us through your word. Continue to enlighten us and guide us to where your grace will sustain us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our next hymn, One More Step Along the Way I Go.
So we now come to that part of the service where we give a small little gift to each of the children from both the young people, from both starting off with the Sunday Club and then the Youth Seekers. And what you've probably all been waiting for this morning. Amos, could I invite you to actually give the prizes, please? And I'll read out the names. So, starting with the younger ones, Anna Danielle. Okay. Ewan Taylor. And George Kent. Callum Hutchison. Yeah. Jacob. Lewis Hutchison. Lucas Clark. I think I got slightly out of order with the ages. Sophie Kent. Matilda McIver. Murdo Taylor. Alex Kent. Ariel Chiwetong. Maria. Michaela. That's the name. Grace Wiley. Jemima McIver. Rachel Miller. Now, I don't think Rachel or Sophia are here today. And Joseph Taylor. So thank you very much. I was just going to say just one or two words, just to first of all say thank you so much to all the teachers who've supported us over the past year and often for many years before that. Particularly, I thought I'd mention them by name. So to Sarah, Amanda, Jennifer, Fiona, Mary, and Leslie, who helps behind the scenes. And all this way. And also just to welcome Emma, who's come on board this year, and just say thank you so much. I'd also just like to say a big thank you to all the parents of the children, because without your support and help and in helping them grow in faith, then they wouldn't be coming to Sunday Club. So thank you so much to all the parents. And perhaps most of all, to say thank you to all the children who come along each week, and thank you. It's lovely to see you. And it's lovely to see new faces coming on each year. It's really fantastic to see you. And finally, I'd like to say thank you to Chris, because I'm going to be stepping down as the coordinator of Sunday Club. And I'd just like to thank Chris for taking over, and actually thank the teachers for taking on new responsibilities as well. So thank you very much, and I'm sure you'll have exciting times ahead. Thank you.
Now it's come to our time of the evening where we present our gifts to our young people who've come along. I couldn't quite realise how many we've had over the year. It's quite amazing. Can we invite Robert Hutchinson to come up, please? Maisie, who is not here today, but let's give her a round of applause. She's okay. We've got Daniel Wiley. There we go. We've got Gil, or Gilead, there we go. We've got Ailey, who's not here today, but Ailey is one of Annie and Charlotte's friends who've come along in the last few weeks, so we're going to give it to her when she we see her next. We've also got Annie. We've got Sebastian, who isn't here, but we'll drop that off in due course. We've got Charlotte. Up you come, Charlotte. We've got Zara. We have William. We've also got Zoe Jennings, who has come and joined us this year as well, but she goes to the gate in Dundee in the morning and comes and joins us for youth group, and we love having her, so that's great. We've got Connor McKevin. Sarah, could you give this to Connor, please? Thank you. So look. We've also got Stuart Monk. So come, Stuart. And we've also got Emily Moore. Annie, if you would like to come up and collect for your sister, if that's okay. Emily's not feeling too well this morning, which is a shame. And we've also got Ruby. Come on up, Ruby. And we have two more to give out, but they're not here this morning. We've got Rachel Sandeman and Rebecca Franks, who are a couple of our older ones who've maybe struggled to get a bit this morning, but that's okay. We'll give it to them afterwards. Thank you. I'm going to be saying something later to all volunteers, including Sunday Club, but I just want to say a big thank you to our youth team just now, who make our youth groups possible. We've had a few of them, I'll name you later, don't worry, but without them, I wouldn't be able to run the youth groups that we do, and our young people can come along and have fun. So thank you to those at the moment, but I'll be saying thank you later. Our next song is going to be presented by our young people, so I can invite you up, who are those who are singing. We're going to be singing Our God is Great Big God with some actions, which hopefully the congregation can join in with the actions, that'll be good fun. But if our children and young people want to come up to do the song. Thank you, children and young people, if you want to grab a seat. And we're going to have our next reading. It's going to be done by Callum Hutchinson.
The second reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 25 to 34. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying about a single hour of your life, can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow, is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
I once heard somebody say that worry is a waste of time. And someone has also said that worry only doubles trouble. And usually we worry about something that is something we are either thinking would happen or would not happen. So worry is always about something that is still to come. So we worry about tomorrow. What if you worried about something and the thing never happened? You would have worried once for nothing. But if you worried about something and the thing did happen, still you would have worried twice for nothing. So worry only doubles trouble. I want to speak this time on this second talk, not about worry, but I want to reflect with all of us, and especially the children, on the importance of holy days that lie ahead. Because these precious days offer us an opportunity to rest, to rejuvenate and engage in activities that bring joy and recreation to our lives. I want to share with you some valuable insights from Scripture that encourage us to make prudent use of our time during these holy days. Let me begin again with a story. Once upon a time, there was a young boy named David. Do we have any David in church today? I'm not talking about you. David had just finished his final exams and was excitedly looking forward to the holy days. David's parents had planned a family vacation by the seaside, a time for them to unwind and enjoy each other's company. However, David had other plans. He wanted to spend all his free time playing video games and watching TV. He thought to himself, who needs rest and recreation when I have this much fun waiting for me at home? As the days went by, David realized that he had missed out on something truly special. While his family was enjoying the beautiful beach, building sand castles, and laughing together, David was stuck indoors, isolated and disconnected. He had traded genuine experiences for fleeting entertainments. In that moment, David learned a valuable lesson about the importance of making the most of his time. The scripture reminds us in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. The holy days are indeed a season for rest and recreation after the long periods of study, but it is also a season for growth and exploration. When we approach our time wisely, we can discover incredible opportunities that lie beyond the confines of our academic routines. Consider another story. Once upon a time, there was a young girl named Sarah. She lived in a bustling city and was always engrossed in her studies. However, during holidays, Sarah decided to volunteer at a local community center that supported underprivileged children. She used her skills and knowledge to tutor and mentor those in need. In that time of rest and recreation, Sarah found a calling to serve others, and her life forever changed. The Bible urges us in Ephesians 5:15 to 16, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity. This verse encourages us to approach our time during the holidays with careful consideration. It reminds us that these days are not merely for personal indulgences, but also for thoughtful engagement with our families and with our communities. So how can we make the most of our time and help our families during these holidays? I want to suggest to you a few practical tips that you might wish or want to consider. And the first is spend quality time with your family. Engage in activities that promote togetherness, such as family game nights, shared meals, or outdoor adventures. Cherish these moments and create lasting memories. Secondly, explore new interests. Use this time to learn something new or pursue a hobby you've always wanted to try. Whether it's painting, gardening, or playing a musical instrument, allow your creativity to flourish. And thirdly, serve others. Look for opportunities to help those in need within the community. Volunteer at a local shelter, organize a donation drive if you can, or simply lend a hand to someone who could use your assistance. Small acts of kindness can make a big difference. As we embark on these holidays, dear children, dear brothers and sisters, let us remember that rest and recreation are essential for our well-being. Let us also embrace the opportunities that lie beyond the classroom, seeking to grow, to connect, and to make a positive impact in the lives of those around us. May the stories of David and Sarah remind us that time is a gift, and how we choose to use it matters. And let us make prudent use of our time, considering the needs of others, and savoring the joy that comes from a well-spent holiday season. God bless you all, and may you have a restful and fulfilling holiday ahead. I'm not asking you not to come to church, because I'll see all of you again next week, except those who are going away. Let us pray. God, our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks again for this opportunity to speak and to listen to your word. And we thank you for the opportunities that we have to rest, to unwind, and to recreate ourselves and prepare for the next set of events. We thank you for our children. And as they'll be going on holidays, Father, we bring them to you, that you will bless all their engagements, and that they will be rewarding. This we ask through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I, the Lord of sea and sky, is our next hymn.
We give thanks for all children and young people, but we're missing out a very important group, and I don't think they know I'm doing this, or most of them don't anyway. We are going to give thanks to our volunteers, and we've got a gift for each and every single one of you, including our young people. So we're going to start. I'd like to invite Robert and Zira to come up. We want to thank them for their help with Messy Church, and they're going to be helping me present these gifts today. So give them a big round of applause. Zira? Thank you so much, I appreciate it. Okay. I'd like to give thanks to Stuart Monks, who have helped us with Messy Church. Thank you. I'd like to give thanks to Emily Moore as well. Annie, could you come up and collect for us? And Annie, you may as well stay up, because we'd like to give you thanks for Messy Church as well, for Annie as well. We'd like to give thanks to Charlotte for all her help with Messy Church and the singing at Reset. So thank you so much. We'd like to give thanks to William Monks, who has helped us with Messy Church as well. Rachel Sanderman, who's not here, has helped us with Messy Church quite a lot as well. So let's give thanks for her. We also like to give thanks to Ruby. At the start of the year, she helped us with Messy Church, and we remember you so fondly for that. So thank you so much. You want to come up again? Now, we'd like to give a special thanks to Callum, who stepped up to be our drummer in the band for Reset. So come up. And we'd also like to thank Jacob. Where are you, Jacob? Come on up. Jacob stays behind at Messy Church and helps tidy away, and he also helps with setting up for Reset as well. Now, I'd like to give thanks to our youth leaders just now. They help us run our youth groups and our events and our trips away. So we would like to give a big thanks to Catherine. And we'd like to give a big thanks to Katie. And Kevin Campbell. And Thomas Seabrook, is he here today? Don't think so. No, Thomas helps with our youth events as well. He's probably visiting family in Borders, I think it is. So give him a round of applause. and Amanda Gray. Next, we would like to give thanks to our Sunday Club volunteers. We'd like to start with Sarah McCowan, so thank you so much. Emma Wisher, thank you so much. Fiona Hutchinson. I'd like to give thanks to Jennifer Wiley. And we'd like to also give thanks to Mary McDonald. Alan, could you come up and collect her? That's nice. Alan, just stay there. Mary has decided to take a step down from Sunday Club, but she's going to focus on helping with the Reset Service and Messy Church as well. So Mary and Katie are both part of Messy Church core team that helps run the events with myself. So we're just wanted, on behalf of the Sunday Club volunteers, to give her this as well. And just stay there, Alan. As I said, Alan and Mary came to me about December. I went, Chris, we really need to get to something and we want to put on another kind of style of worship and a new service. And I was like, great, you're the people I've just been looking for, because our young people were desperate for that. So Alan, Mary, myself and Ali, when he came with us, we set up the Reset Service. So without these guys' help, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. So thank you so much. Yeah. We appreciate it. Now, we are going on to our Messy Church volunteers. There, some of them have already been said thanks for, so like Amanda and Emma and Katie, thank you so much. And Sarah as well, we really appreciate what you do for Messy Church. I can't give you two gifts, you know, but just want to say thank you for that. We'd like to, Joe McKendrick, Sarah, could you, if Joe's not here, could you come and collect for Joe, please? Thank you so much. Margaret Wright. I know you're here. Ah, you're behind us. I thought you'd get away. Bill Emily, is Bill here today? Oh, that's okay. Is Margaret Emily here today? No. Lookers, they're both at Lookers. So we've got them both a thank you gift as well. So we'll give them to them as well. So give them a round of applause. Philip Owen. Pat. And is Alison Haywood here today? She's on Zoom. Alison, thank you so much. We're going to give you this gift when we see you next, okay? Great, thank you. And Raymond. We've also got one more person to thank. It is Jane Campbell. Is Jane here today? No? No. Kevin, could you please come up and collect for her, please? Jane Campbell has been in training for Bible Life, and she has come into the school with me to teach the primary sixes, the entire Bible in 7 weeks, and it was great fun. It was so much fun. The school has asked us back next year, so we're already booking in on Thursday to come back for the next year, and she has helped with all the school curriculum stuff as well. So let's give her a big round of applause. So thank you. And there's two more people to thank. I'd like to invite Graham Johnston up to say thank you to him just now. Graham Johnston has been a volunteer with myself since I've ever started here, and he has decided to move on to doing amazing things. He is now our session clerk, but Graham has been a volunteer with myself for the past 4 years, and he's helped run our youth groups. Our young people look up to you so much, and we were so thankful for your leadership and your servant heart for us, and we really appreciate you, and we hope and we pray for you as you step. If you're ready, stepped into your new session clerk role. But thank you so much. We really appreciate you. And there is one more person to thank that people come up to me and say, make sure you haven't, have you forgotten about him? Have you forgotten about him? It's like, no, don't worry. I'd like to invite Neil Merrilies up to say thank you. And you're going to have to stay up, because I think Graham's got a few words to say thank you for.
Just to add just a very little more on what's already been said. So Chris very graciously thanked me for my 4 years of helping with the youth. But actually, I'm just wondering, what year? Who's the oldest here? Now that's, and amongst the youngsters. I think I feel myself drawn towards you, Stuart, there. So what year would you have started Sunday Club? 2011-12. Well, in 2011-12, Neil Merrilies was already, he'd already been doing the job of being Sunday Club's coordinator for, I think, 2 years, because it was 2009 you started, is that right? You can't remember. It was a long time ago. And Neil doesn't ever much step in the limelight, so we'll make this as short as possible. But for the almost 14 years of service, he's shown dedication and commitment. And I have to say, he's brought all his organisational skills and your dedication to bringing on the staff, as well as helping us all to share our faith with our youth. And so on behalf of the Kirk Session, and I hope the congregation as well, I would just like to extend a special thank you to Neil as he steps down at this time.
Thank you so much again to everyone. We couldn't do our job without you, so we really appreciate each and every single one of you. Now I'd like to invite Annie and Charlotte to come up and do our prayers.
Father God, we would like to take this time to thank you for all the amazing things that you have done for us in our lives. We thank you for the beauty of creation. We thank you for the love you have for us. We thank you for the sending your Son of Jesus to take our place on the cross. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, that he guides us, prompts us, and helps us draw closer to you. We also want to thank you for the amazing things that have happened in our community. We thank you for the Newport Festival. We thank you for everyone that had great fun drawing closer as a community. We thank you for the amazing things that have happened in the past year. We thank you for Messy Church and the Reset Service. We thank you for the amazing opportunities and be a part of these new and worship communities. Thank you for new friendships being made. Thank you for volunteers and bless them for their service in making these groups happen. We thank you for the volunteers who run our other children and youth ministries. We thank you for the Sunday Club, Youth Seekers, and Youth Cafe. We pray that you would bless the volunteers for their service. We thank you for the Holiday Club, Church Weekend Away, and camps. We pray that you would bless those who made those events happen. We also thank Newport Primary and the brilliant relationship we have with them. Can you continue to bless that relationship and the school curriculum activities that we're able to offer and teach what Christians believe? We pray that you would bless all the staff and have a relaxing time in the summer. Finally, we thank you for the church family, who are all unique and different, yet we are all a family because we worship you. Can you continue to bless and blossom our relationships with each other and with you? In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we pray for those who are grieving at this time of year. We had asked that you bring them peace and comfort during these times. We pray for families of those who have lost their lives when their boat sank off the coast of the Canary Islands. Be with them as they mourn for their loved ones. We pray for those who are displaced from their homes due to the war going on in Ukraine and the civil unrest in India. The war in Sudan, we pray that you would provide shelter for those who need it, as well as meeting the needs of those homeless and the refugees. We also pray that peace will be found in these lands and across the world. We pray for those who lost their lives in Honduras prison fire. We pray that you would bring comfort, peace, and justice to their families. We would ask that you would be with all of us who are traveling in the summer. Keep us safe, give us joy, help us create good memories, and bring us safely back home afterwards. We pray all these things in your name. Amen.
And we would like to invite our Reset band to come up and sing our final hymn, Be Thou My Vision. Thank you.
Serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world.